Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a loyal listener. You know, yes, that's right. I took off last week. I was not inspired to talk. You know what I was inspired to do? I kid you not. I was inspired to walk around and pace for about an hour and a half. Don't ask questions. I didn't ask why, but I could not put a show together if I tried. So thank you for coming back with me this week. Yes, last week I was off because I was inspired to do something else. Let me start the show by welcoming, because I have new people all the time. I have a lady listening in Denmark to the archive shows. But, you know, let me just start. Hold on a second, because I'm a little excited. Hold on. Let me calm down. Hold on. Let me take a couple of deep breaths, Rebecca. I am passionate, and I'm excited about my topic, and those people that listen, you know that I am. And I have to say, I do get excited about sharing what I've learned about how to experience more happiness. When you go out into the world and you ask people, what is the search? What is the global search? The search is for a feeling, a happiness, a feeling to feel good about self, to feel good about life. And that's what we do on this show. I share with you, my dear listeners, what I've learned to practice that adds to happiness, it adds to your peace, and what I've learned to eliminate that subtracts from happiness. That's all I do. Share with you what to eliminate and share with you what to practice. And it's really up to you to make that commitment. You know, the interesting thing when I ask people about, how important is happiness to you? That's one of the questions I ask in the classes that I teach. And I've been teaching the importance of happiness classes, the truth about happiness classes I'm going on my fourth year now in Oregon. I just started teaching in Oregon. So 4 years of this. And what I've learned is, which is mind-boggling to me, but acceptance is number one. If you really want to be happier, one of the practices is to accept others the way they are and what they think and how they're behaving. So the acceptance of that somebody thinks that happiness isn't number one, and when I say that, I'm talking about a personal, an individual that rather A, B, C, D, happiness, E, F, G. So that's been really a challenge for me, accepting and knowing that there are people that are not committed to and do not prioritize happiness. Let me give you my definition of happiness. Happiness is the ability to be rooted in peace, to remain peaceful, to feel peace regardless of what happens in your life and regardless of what doesn't happen. That's all it is. Happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what life throws at you. And that is it in a nutshell. Period. Point blank, period. Everybody has a different definition. And when I talk about happiness, it's the words, you know, the words can be problematic because someone once told me, well, I don't like that word happy. Well, use the word peace then. I don't like that word. Well, use whatever word you want, but you know the feeling I'm going for. You know the feeling and you've experienced that feeling. What I share is how to experience that feeling more often. How to experience that feeling more. How to experience that feeling of contentment. You all have been at a place, I got to write this down because if I don't write things down, I forget. You all have been at a place, I know it, where you have felt completely connected with the universe or whatever term you want to say, whether it's God, whether it's source, higher power. It's okay. The word, it doesn't matter. It's the energy. It's the vibration. You all have felt that peace and that contentment, but it's been fleeting, right? It comes and it goes. And some of us think that, well, it's because I'm not in nature. I need to go into nature to feel it. I'm telling you, you can feel this internal peace in a jail cell. So what I talk about and what I share is how to experience this peace regardless of where you are, regardless of what your life circumstances are. And that's why I named myself the Happiness Specialist, the end. Thank you for that long introduction. Wow, this show, on this show, because I just, I like to recap a little bit at the beginning of the show, especially for the new listeners. So with this show, what I share and what I share in real life is how to experience more happiness, the definition of happiness, how to be happy regardless of what happens to you, why happiness is so important, how to avoid the behaviors that subtract from your happiness, and how to practice the behaviors that will add to your happiness. How to unlearn what you've learned about happiness and how to take responsibility for your happiness. And you want to change the world? Where are all my do-gooders out there? You do-gooders, raise your hand. You know the ones with all the causes. Raise your hand. You want to change the world? You want to change the world? You want to leave your mark? You want to leave your mark? Then be at peace with yourself and be at peace with your life. And be at peace with the world. That's not saying you don't have to go out and actively do anything, but do it with a peaceful, peaceful foundation. Because if you don't, you're just contributing to whatever's going on inside of you, whatever mess that is, scratch that word mess, whatever you want to describe that. Whatever's going on with you is what you are contributing to the world. So if you're angry, if you're hurt, if you're disappointed, if you're sad, if you're joyous, if you're open, if you're accepting, if you're trusting, whatever you are, whatever the core of who you are, whatever you're vibrating is what you are contributing to the world. Can I get a amen on that? Hello? Let me go on. So that is really what the show is about. And every week on Reality Spirituality, when I'm inspired to create, to have a show, I share with you not only my challenges, because just because I'm a happiness specialist, trust me, people, you know if you listen, I've got my challenges too. Oh, by the way, you know the one that challenged last year where my mother died in October and she left the family house to the handyman? That is about to wrap up. Sometimes these challenges don't just resolve itself overnight. Sometimes these challenges take a year and a half. But what do you do with that year and a half? What do you do while you're in the middle? You know what I'm talking about, in the middle of that uncertainty. We don't know what decisions are going to be made. We don't know what's going to happen next. you know, that uncertainty vibe, are you able to be at peace with uncertainty? I mean, that is a practice that will add to your happiness, being at peace with uncertainty. Now, if you can't be at peace with uncertainty, all that tells me, all that shows the universe is you're not trusting. There are no secrets. There are no secrets here. The people that worry, the people that can't be okay with uncertainty, the people that need to know the future, the people that need to know what's going to happen next are the people that just don't trust. Because the people that really trust are in the moment. There is no future. There is no past. It's the present moment. And the people that practice living in the present moment, I'm just letting you know that. I'm just letting you know it. Feel the peace. Feel they vibrate happiness and peace because the present moment is where all that is found. You should see my face. I mean, my eyes are getting bigger. My eyebrows are lifting up. Boy, oh boy, this should be on videotape. I'm so, all the expressions. So that's what this show is about. Now, the topic for today, ooh, this is so good. I am not a baseball fan, but what I am is I love the playoffs and the grand finale. And in baseball, I like baseball during the playoffs and the World Series. And the World Series is just last week. Well, just this week. The ending of the World Series. And forgive me if you're not a sports fan, but this has nothing to do with sports. This has something to do with life lessons and happiness. And here we go. So for all of you people that are not baseball fans or did not watch the World Series, you're going to get something, well, maybe you won't, but the topic today has really nothing to do with baseball. But the story came from while I was watching the seventh game. So here we go. Listen to this one. Or not. This is the first time in, I believe, in sports history, but definitely in baseball history, where the World Series went to seven games. Now, it's not the first time that the World Series went to seven games, but it is the first time in the World Series where the winner of the World Series won all of their games on the road. So the teams were the Washington Nationals and the Houston Astros. So I'm just going to say Washington and Houston. And the Houston Astros were highly favored. They were the best team in baseball. They won the most games. Their roster is now, if you're a sports fan, please forgive me, but they were highly favored. Great pitchers. They were supposed to win the World Series. The Washington Nationals were a big underdog, and to the point where the Washington Nationals were even at the point, I believe it was four or five times previously, where they were faced with an elimination game. In other words, if they did not win this game, they were out of the series, they were out of the playoffs, they were out of the World Series, if they did not win this game. So they experienced that situation, that circumstance of this is it. If you don't win today, you're out of here. You're out of here. So that was what was put in front of the Washington Nationals. And let me say that for five times on their run to the playoffs and even during the World Series, they were faced with elimination. And this team each time won. And this team each time won and eventually won the World Series. It is a huge story, an underdog story, and a great story. And lessons, life, there is something to learn with every story. As I'm watching the very last game, Game 7 was played in Houston. Washington Nationals were in Houston. It was played in Houston. In fact, the Houston Astros had such a good record that one of the reasons why the season ending was on their home turf in their hometown was because they earned that because of all the games that they won. So here we go. This is the lesson. Thank you for your patience. I think that's a great buildup. If you're still with me, one person's still with me. So here we go. Game 7, World Series. Only one team is going to win. The Washington Nationals won on the Houston Astros home field. With the World Series, and I watched the games. Well, I didn't watch all the games. I watched the highlights of the games and, you know, most of the games. But that Game 7, it was who's going to win? Back and forth and back and forth. So I watched this particular series, 7 games, and every single game that the opponent played, in other words, there were only wins on the road. Houston only won when they were in Washington, and Washington only won a game when they were in Houston. So this is unprecedented. This has never happened where the only wins come on the other person's home field. With all of that, each time a game was over, the people that were visiting, the home team that were visiting, were celebrating, and the stands were empty. Here we go to the 7th game of the World Series, Major Baseball League World Series 2019. The Nationals won, and of course they're in Houston's, on their baseball field. They're in their hometown. And all the fans, heads are down, they're very disappointed because they had expectations of winning. And one of the things that subtracts from your happiness is having an expectation. All expectations subtract from happiness, every single one. There's no debate on it. There's no arguing with it. All expectations. Expectations subtract from happiness, because the expectations, if your expectations aren't met, then you're disappointed. So when you can't be happy and disappointed at the same time. So these Houston Astro fans walked out, head down, disappointed to the nth degree. Disappointed, sad. I mean, Game 7, all the high hopes, and they're at home, and they got the crowd behind them. And they lost. You can hear a pin drop. You can hear a pin drop in an opposing stadium. From any game, from baseball to football, watch it. Basketball, watch the home team if they lose. Listen to see how quiet they are. You can't even hear a peep if their team is losing. Okay? And now, my hand is up here. Don't think that I haven't experienced this, because I'm a huge fan, and it's torture not having a preference. It's torture not having a preference for your favorite sports team. But let me get to the point, and here it is. What time is it? In 20 minutes into the show, here it is. So I'm watching this game, and Houston lost, and the fans are getting out of that stadium, because now you see the Washington Nationals celebrating in your own backyard, on your field. They're celebrating the World Series win, 2019 World Series. It's a big deal. Champions of the world in baseball. They're celebrating, and there's not any sounds except for the team members, because the crowd is hurt, disappointed, sad, walking out. But there are a handful, a very small percentage of people from Houston, people that were the Houston Astros fans, diehard. I see the jerseys. They're wearing the jerseys. They're wearing orange. And they stayed. They stayed, and I'm not going to pretend to get into everyone's head and know why they stayed. But one of the reasons, one of the obvious reasons is because they're okay with, listen to this now, their heart has just been broken. Their heart has just been broken, but they are okay with celebrating someone else's celebration. After their heart, not one game, not two games, not three, four, five, this is game seven. They're at home. They have the crowd. Even if you don't follow sports or like sports, get into it. I mean, this was huge. All of the energy, the hope. Oh, by the way, and Houston was winning most of the game. I believe it was the fifth inning when Washington finally got a hit. Houston was winning 2-0 for, what, four to five innings? At least four innings. So the hopes were high for these Houston fans. High. And the higher the hopes, the higher expectations. The longer it is to fall. But there were a handful, a small percentage, I would say 5%, maybe less, of people that stayed to watch, to enjoy, to be okay, to maybe they were just nosy or curious. Maybe they never, who knows? But they stayed to watch the celebration of another person's team winning, despite the fact that you just got your heart broken. Those people, that small percentage, those people are the people that have the ability to change the world. All the other people walked out because of the programming. The programming. I lost. My team lost. Now I'm mad. Now I'm depressed. Now I'm miserable. Now I'm sad. Now I'm angry. Now I'm hurt. Game was lost. You know, all of the controversy. That's the only way they can think. That's the only way they can feel. And if that's the only way you can think and the only way you can feel, that means that you are following a program. You're following a script. No, the people that just had their hearts broken, their team lost after the highs, all the way down, crushing lows, that can stand and stay and watch someone else celebrating, those are the people that can change, will change the world. At least that's my take on it. And when I say it's a very small minority that is willing to practice, and be committed to the practice that we talk about on the show. And what is the practice? Here we go. Let me just go through it. Let me just go through the list of things that subtract from happiness for anyone who wants to know. Again, blaming anyone or anything for the way you feel, comparing yourself to others, noticing what someone else is doing, talking about what someone else is doing, thinking anything is serious, thinking anything is important, wanting someone else to think what you think is important. What? Wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important. So that goes out for all of my people that are into their causes, because you can recycle, that's fine. But if you see somebody and they don't want to recycle and they don't recycle and you have a problem with them not recycling, That's the analogy. That's the example I want to give with that one particular action behavior that subtracts from happiness, is wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important. Here's another one that subtracts from your happiness. Sharing bad news. How about that one? We already talked about it, all expectations. I don't want to argue it. I'm not going to argue it, because if you think that expectations is good and you think that you want to keep having expectations, go for it. I've given up trying to convince and share that I'm right about this. I just know by example, my dear audience. Okay, let me get back on track. Okay, so we talked about expectations. Giving power to words. That means thinking that words are powerful and that words have the ability to have power over you. See, words are powerful. Okay, giving power to words subtracts from happiness. Having attachments, living in the past, living in the future. Judgments, all judgments subtract from happiness. Having preferences, resisting what is, trying to control anyone or anything outside of self. Complaining about someone or complaining about something you have no control over. Getting embarrassed, that subtracts from happiness. You can't be happy and embarrassed at the same time. And what is that embarrassment gene is? What is that embarrassment gene anyway? All it is caring what other people think about you. Taking anything personally. Oh, my goodness, taking anything personally, that's a big one. I don't care if they're calling your name and they're screaming at you using your name. Don't take it personally, because whoever's directing their anger at you, know that it's really, they're just shooting themselves in the foot. It's called the blame game. See, it's a blame game that people play because they want to believe that it's their circumstances that's making them feel this way, or it's their brother or their sister. And I'm here to tell you, if you're not happy right now, your brother or your sister or your coworker or your husband or your wife or the country or the politics couldn't make you unhappy. So if you're happy and if you're at peace, there is nothing else that can make you unhappy. So that gives you more cause to, really, am I really at peace? Because the blame game is all about pointing the finger at the circumstances, pointing a finger at your relationship, or who won the election, or the price of gas, or the weather. I'm here to tell you, it's not the weather, price of gas, or the president, and whoever a president is. It's not your aches and pains. It's not money. It's not how you look or how much you weigh. Your happiness depends on your vibration, your inner peace, your energy. What is that? See, when you vibrate peace, there is nothing else that's going to shake you off of that vibration, unless that's your practice, unless your practice is allowing circumstances to shake you out of your peace. If you want to feel good in any particular moment, I don't care how challenging it is, it's very, very simple to do. But it's a hard practice. We weren't taught to practice this. So if you are having an issue with anything specific, all you need to do is just change your perspective. When you change your perspective, you change your vibration. When you change your perspective, you open yourself up to new possibilities, new ways of looking at the same situation. You don't look at the same thing the same way all the time. Let me give you a specific example. Let's see, what would be a good example? I'll just give you one of my own examples. So I'm going through, you know, and the universe is so interesting. They always throw in all these extra things just for extra lessons. And let me thank you, universe, for the foot that I'm having an issue with. So I have an issue with my right foot, and you know, I have orthotics. And for some reason, well, I already know I wasn't wearing my orthotics as much as I could have worn. And so now I've got to get back into wearing orthotics, retrain the arch, blah blah blah. But it's the first focus is, oh my gosh, now I have this issue, and if I could only walk without having pain in my foot. And then the universe hits me with, oh, so you're saying that you can't be happy in the middle of having foot pain? Are they saying that you can't focus on your peace, or you can't, you still are not peaceful because of this foot pain? So see, the pain in the foot has nothing to do with my vibration. My experience, the phone calls I get, the people I talk to, the circumstances I'm in, the health issues, have nothing to do with my peace. Nothing. No external circumstances can have an effect on my peace unless I allow it to. But the practice is the peace. The practice is not to get, because the circumstances are going to change. The other things that subtract from your happiness are worrying. We already know that one. And the only reason why we worry is because there's a lack of trust. Assigning a label to any experience. Oh, that was great. Oh, that was horrible. All this life is, and it is an experience without judgment. That's all this life is, an experience without judgment. How about this one? Being critical to yourself or others. Anytime you want to criticize yourself or others, you think you're adding to your happiness, you think you're adding to your peace. But the reason why we criticize and we talk about others is because the criticism is really about self. And that's why I can look at these people that criticize other people and say, wow, they really have a journey. They're really experiencing a lot. They're going through a lot of stuff now. You can tell by what comes out of them. Needing to be right, of course. Oh, I was the queen of that. I always right. I knew I was right. I was right about everything. I was right about everyone. And now, you know what I need? I need to feel peace. I need to vibrate peace. I need to be at peace. That's all I need to be. And I do not need to be right about anything, not even about this stuff that I'm saying, because I know I've practiced, and that's all I do is practice in every single moment. And when I tell you the needing to be right and having a judgment and living in the past and living in the future and having attachment is giving powers of words and having expectations and thinking anything is serious, thinking anything is important, I know that just subtracts from my peace. Try it. Try it. It does. Lack of personal growth. Oh, one of the things that really takes from peace is the seriousness. It's serious. This is important. Well, if you think anything is serious and you think anything is important, ask yourself, is that really true? And where did you get that information from? And where did you get that belief from? Being impatient. You cannot be patient. You cannot be impatient. You cannot rush and feel happy and peace at the same time. Come on. You know that rushing vibration. You know that rushing doesn't feel good. I know it doesn't feel good. Not if you want to feel peace. What adds to happiness? Making happiness your number one priority. A moment-to-moment commitment to wanting to be happier. Surrendering to whatever is. Humbling the ego. If not, when I say humbling the ego, my ego barely can talk. It's down to a whisper. And if when my ego puts together more than three words, I already know it's a story, and all stories are suspect. Every single story you have going on in your head is suspect of the truth. The stories that have been created by the ego, all the things, the criticism, the stories about how you're not doing enough, how you're blocking something. No, the truth is you're living out your destiny, and are you okay with the ride? Are you okay? Do you trust that every situation, every moment, the universe is bringing you to a place where you can, where you will experience growth if you're open to it? Growth, opportunity, expansion, if you're open to it. There is nothing that happens in this universe that the universe hasn't already signed off on. So if you have, and this is another one that I just love my people that with all the goals and the goals, the 6 month goals, have your goals. Achieve your goals. But let me tell you something. If the universe didn't sign off on any of those goals, I don't know if they would get completed. What do you think? So this self thinking that I am making all of this stuff happen, as opposed to this is your destiny, this is your journey, you're living it out, and you're here to enjoy and to relax and to be at peace with all of it and to witness this life, witness while feeling peace, letting go, trusting, choosing your focus, staying out of other people's business, practicing behaviors that add to happiness, and eliminating behaviors that subtract from your happiness. Watching the World Series, watching those few people, those handful, those sprinkling of people, those Houston Astro fans, watching them being okay with wanting to, and I can't get into their head why they were there, because there, as many people there were there, there would be as many reasons. But just to be able to sit, stand, and experience someone else's celebration, even though your heart is broken, your team did not win. Those are the people I want. Those are the people. Those are the people that are going to take this world and shift this world. Those are the people. Those are the people that this internal struggle is, it's not kicking their ass. See, the internal struggle, the struggle is, I'm not staying for that. My team lost. My heart is broken. I'm out of here. That's the program response. But the universal is celebrating someone else's celebration. The universal is doing what other people are not doing. Know this. Your fight is not with anybody outside in the world. Your fight is not with the state of the world. It's not with your neighbor. It's not with your husband. It's not with your it's not with any of those people. It's not with your friends. It's not with it's not with your siblings. It's not with any of those people. It's not with your sorority. Your struggle is always within. Your struggle is always with the ego. And when you get to a place and you are able to witness as opposed to identify with your ego, you will be at peace. You will feel more peace. You will be more peaceful. Don't tell me out there that somebody's, what did I hear the other day? Oh, forgiveness is overrated. Well, what that means is, I need to hang on to this crap. I need to hang on to this forever, because there's no way in hell. Because there's no way in hell for me to surrender this. This. No, I could never forgive that. And you know what? This forgiveness thing. The forgiveness is also a programmed of something was done to me that, or something was done to someone else. And it was wrong. There are no mistakes in this universe. Everything that happens, it happens for some divine reason. It's a divine plan. Now listen, I'm not up here saying that I like the plan. I'm not up here saying that I would have designed the plan. I'm not up here saying that, yay, great plan, universe, because there's no way I would have, what? Mom dying and the house goes to the handyman? You think that would have been my plan? But see, it's my practice. And my to navigate through this life being at peace with my mother giving the house to the handyman, not blaming my mother, not blaming the handyman, not blaming the attorney. Where is my peace with all of that? And the truth is, the universe hit me with, so are you okay with letting go of all that? Are you okay with giving that up? Are you okay with all of it? Can you still be at peace? Even though you did, even though your heart was broken? And after I take a deep breath and I drop my shoulders, I look in the mirror and I say the same thing again and again and again. Universe, whatever is happening in my life is supposed to happen for my betterment, to serve me. And whatever is not happening in my life is not supposed to happen. Okay? That's it. Done. What do I have control over? I have control over whether or not I practice accepting. I have control over whether I practice trusting. I have control over whether I practice choosing my perspective, letting go, humbling my ego. I have control over whether I can be myself and be okay with being me, regardless of what anyone else thinks. What do you prioritize? Listen, I'm out there. I know it. I'm out there in the world. I know what's out there. And I'm here to tell you that the world shows, the world is a place of programming, and the world is a place of following the script. I gotta write that down, following the script. I like that. Following the script. You can follow the script, or you can write your own with holding on, holding hands with the universe. Write your own script while you hold hands and embrace the universe. That's it. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, is coming out soon. I don't know when, but it's in the works. It's in the works. And until next week, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And next week, there's going to be another Reality Spirituality show if and when I'm inspired. Love to you. Have a conscious week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Who am I? Rebecca L. Norrington. Oh, my email address is info@RebeccaNorrington.com, and my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. I think I said that already. Okay, now I'm repeating myself. Now I'm sounding crazy. Now I'm going to get off, and I got to go. Have a great conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for R.L.?
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
get real.